Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Freaking first cut. Golly.
Welcome to the First Cut Podcast. I'm Rick Gaiman. That right there, Patrick McDonald. And Patrick, oh boy. How about this little bizarro leaderboard? We have a couple of stars bookending the thing.
Yeah, not too shabby, eh? No major hangover for Rory or Cantlay or Xander. None of them must have gotten their Gatorade in, their Advil in. And I mean, the stars are rising to the top. It seems like every week this summer, another big name's winning.
According to our friends over at Caesars Sportsbook, Rory McIlroy, thanks to his opening 8-under-62, is the favorite to win this week's Travelers Championship. It was bogey-free. He's plus 225. And Patrick, I believe that I read this is only the second time that Rory has played four consecutive weeks in his career. He's not tired. No major championship hangover. Looks very, very good out there.
Yeah, and he said in his post-round that, you know, he has 2 weeks off after this, and he's like, I'm putting my full force behind these next 54 holes. I'm looking forward to it, and why shouldn't he? He's been unbelievable the past 2 months, you know, kind of sneaky-ish, disappointing-ish, top five there at Brookline, and he just carried it over, you know, an hour down the road. So rightful favorite to begin the week alongside Scottie Scheffler, and rightful favorite after, I mean, a pretty easy, stress-free 8-under.
Yeah, he was sharp. I mean, Scottie has already kind of run away with player of the year, but if you remove Scottie Scheffler from the player of the year conversation, Rory McIlroy already with two wins. Maybe he gets another one here or before we get to the tour championship. I mean, this is a really good year from Rory that it's probably going to go a little bit overlooked because he hasn't won a major. That's the only way we grade him.
Yeah, pretty much. And statistically starting to look like his, honestly, a little bit better than his 2014 self, where he won a WGC and two majors within a three tournament stretch. Mm-hmm. I think Jack Nicklaus told him that he was going to win 20 plus majors by the time he's done. Clearly Jack is, not the best predictor of things, but, yeah, statistically it's his best season in quite a while, and he's got to be a bit disappointed. Two wins, is it that can be disappointing, I guess, if you're Rory McIlroy, right? I mean, 21-time winner on the PGA Tour, you probably would have liked to have, you know, one or two, especially a major, like you said. But yeah, it's definitely a great season, but one that we might overlook kind of when looking back at this year.
Patrick Cantlay lurking, Xander Schauffele lurking. Both of them are plus 500 over at Caesars Sportsbook. Schauffele shot a 7-under-63. Cantlay wrapped up his 6-under-64. Both have had decent levels of success around TPC River Highlands, but we got that good version of Patrick Cantlay again today, didn't we? It's not one we always get, but when he's firing on all cylinders, it looks almost unstoppable.
Yeah, he got the putter going for the first time in what seems like since Caves Valley, really, since that FedEx Cup playoffs. And he just has to, like, wake up in the morning and think, you know, it's big money season. It's right around the corner. FedEx Cup playoffs are right around the corner. I got to get things going, got to turn things around. And a quiet top 15 last week at the U.S. Open, but he's kind of a guy where, you know, when birdies are flowing, Cantlay tends to have a good time. And you know, definitely today at TPC River Highlands, the scoring was, you know, perfect and ideal, especially after the rain yesterday. And yeah, Xander hit 18 out of 18 greens in regulation, which was ridiculous. It felt like he burned a lot of edges, it looked like, and, you know, sub 60 could have been in the conversation. And so, you know, them two, Rory, you know, Scheffler's 14-1. He's, I don't know what he's at now, probably 2-under. I don't have a screen in front of me, but just a great leaderboard.
Yeah, so we are watching Scotty Scheffler play his final hole right now. He is 2 under par, so chance he could go a little bit deeper than that. I love that they threw up the Xander Schauffele 18 out of 18 greens in regulation, and it said tied his career best. And I was like, yeah, I hope there wasn't a situation where he hit 19 out of 18. That would be pretty impressive. You can only tie that record, Patrick.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, unless, you know, Harris English might have, you know, connected on 20 last year in the final round. You never know. That's
right. Start counting the playoffs. He probably got pretty deep there. Looking a little bit further down the board here, if you want somebody that is not a big time golfer, Rory, Patrick Cantlay, Xander, Scotty Scheffler, there's plenty of value. Like, I liked Cam Davis coming into the week. He's 40-1. He is only 3 shots off the lead. Now, I think it's going to be a tall task for any one of not the big four to kind of take this thing, but the odds are still very inviting with 54 to go.
Yeah, and typically when we kind of see these big names, right, there's a lot of value kind of just taken out inherently. And with Rory, Cantlay, Xander, and Scotty all at the top, there's a great opportunity, I think, towards the bottom. And someone I'm looking at, he hasn't really played a lot this year because he's been injured, but defending champion Harris English, I think he's 4 under, around 70-1. He'll have the opportunity to get off in the morning tomorrow, post a good score, and set him up for the weekend. 80-1. There you go. He missed the cut at the Memorial in his first start back. Made the cut last week, was inside the top 15 in strokes gained approach in the two middle rounds. So it's going to be a slow but surely climb back to where Harris was last year. But I don't want to miss the party, kind of. You know, I kind of want to get my cake. So I don't mind Harris English at 80-1, only 4 strokes back.
I want to talk about some other stuff, but quickly, Jordan Spieth has a putt on 18 that if he makes this birdie, will get him to 5 over. Not 5 under, Patrick, 5 over. Everything went awry for Jordan Spieth. I think he had 3 different penalty shots, including driving it into the water on 17. I believe he was the only ball in the water there all day. Just like completely out of sync, Spieth.
Yeah, I don't know. I think he's trying to get us a better number on him for St. Andrews, to tell you the truth. Yeah, very generous of him. Real man of the people type stuff. But yeah, the only shots I've seen from him were chipping over the green on the par 5 on the back 9 when he was greenside and 2, and then Splashtown USA on 17, like you said.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5 bogeys, 2 doubles, 3 birdies, and that putt for a birdie on 18 upcoming. So we'll see where Jordan Spieth ends up finishing this round. But we've got to talk about the PGA Tour's latest response to LIV Golf and the presser and all that other stuff. We are going to do that. But first, we're going to take a quick break and hear a word from our partners.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And we're back. Okay, Patrick, so here's what we've got. The Open Championship is indeed going to allow the LIV golfers to play. Probably no surprise there. And we've got Jay Monahan giving his presser, and we've had a couple of days or a day or two to digest some of the changes that are coming to the PGA Tour. How would you grade this initial response from Big Jay?
Oof. Well, I think the initial one, the letter, I'd give, you know, like a D. I didn't love it. Essentially telling players it's really tough to win out here. Over there,
50, with only 48 golfers.
over there, all it is money and easy wins. I didn't love that tone from him, but I think this was considerably better. I like what he did with the schedule. I think they're trying to make the regular season actually mean something again. And to be honest with you, it really hasn't for the past few years. And cutting it down to 70 players and making it so the season is January to August, I love a lot. I mean, I'm all about trimming the fat. Even in my everyday life, I'm about that. So the scheduling I like. I think the Scottish Open, the co-sanctioned event with the DP World Tour, there's reports that they won't let the LIV players in the week before the Open Championship. So I'm interested to see where the DP World Tour stands with the PGA Tour moving forward, because they have an opportunity to essentially go from the NIT tournament to March Madness overnight if they say heck with the strategic alliance. But that's just thinking out loud.
Yeah, the DP World Tour, which was on the brink of extinction in like June of 2020, now could find itself in a bidding war between the PGA Tour and the Saudis, I am fascinated to see how that ends up playing itself out.
Yeah, but back to your original question, I definitely got off on a tangent a little bit. I think Jay did all he could really do. I think a lot of people might have been expecting something big and flashy, but he's taking care of the big dogs, and that's what you got to do right now.
Yeah, I think that, and we've known this before, making wholesale changes on the PGA Tour, it's like trying to turn around a battleship. Like, it's going to take forever. There's these things are ingrained. These events are years in the making. He doesn't have much leverage anyway, so he bumps up the purses on 8 of these events to get them into, $20 million, $25 million territory. You shrink the number of cars. It's like a B+, right? I mean, this is a lot of what he could, like, we talk about, I shouldn't relay this back to politics in any way. That seems to go horribly on this show. But like, the executive action from a president, what can a president do with a pen stroke as opposed to going through Congress? Like, what can Jay Monahan do himself without having to go out and, get a bunch of sponsors and all this stuff in on it? Like, he did what he could. I don't know if it's going to work, and I don't know if it's going to stop anybody, but for the short-term quick response, this is probably everything he could have done.
Yeah, I totally agree with you there. I feel like he didn't want to show all his cards because some of those people in that player-only meeting as well, they could be going to live next week for all we know, right? And so for the time being, like, it's tough to change things in a professional sports organization. And this, I think, was a great step in that direction.
I had one more thing, and I'm trying to remember what it was here. I don't remember.
Well, that's a bummer.
That is a bummer. Oh, man. I don't know. Oh, okay. I remember. This is kind of nerdy, but I was looking at like the OWGR situation for a lot of these golfers. Mm-hmm. And let's just assume that LIV Golf does not get OWGR sanctioned, or it takes a year for that to come through. There's a lot of these guys that by this time next year, Brooks Koepka specifically, who's 19th in the world, by this time next year will be like 70th in the world. And then like a month after that, will drop to like 350th if he has no OWGR events to play in. So that he's going to have to make all his hay in, you know, three major championships between this time next year, or he's going to have to go grind the Asian tour, or else it's never going to be like these guys aren't going to ever be in major championships again.
Yeah, I think Brooks is a weird case. His last one's 19, right? So he gets 5 years, which would put him in 24 for a lot of these things. And then U.S. Open's a 10-year.
Good example, because he's exempted other ways. But, like, just based on world ranking, these guys are going to drop.
Yeah, I mean, that's always been the key domino that needed to fall was OWGR. And I don't know if their way of, you know, potentially buying the DP World Tour, that rumor is – you know, maybe they think it's not going to go their way, so they want to go through probably the only other avenue, I guess. But yeah, if the OWGR points aren't granted to these events, yeah, I mean, they're screwed. That's really the easiest way to put it.
Do you think there's a large percentage of these guys that, based on the amount of money that they've taken and the amount of money that they will earn, will not care that they won't be able to play majors if that's the way it ends up being?
Yeah, I think the majority, to tell you the truth.
Yeah, I think so too.
I mean, I think you know that going into the situation that majors could be taken off the table.
Correct. I think I completely agree. I completely agree. Okay. Patrick, thank you very much. We will do this again after round two, round three, round four. But for now, we're going to put a pin in it. Big thanks to producer Jacob, does all the hard work behind the scenes. Patrick McDonald, available on Twitter at Amateur Status. You can find me at Rick Run Good. This has been The First Cut. We'll catch you next time.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.